I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here, Bird Show.
All right, Kaylee says that there are words that women just absolutely, they're not nasty words, just words women hate the most.
Yeah, we were discussing it on last week's episode of the Man Fuse podcast because we were talking about men and women, and we're trying to come up with words that men hate, and really, I can only
commitment.
Think of... that is not true. Uh-huh. I'm committed. Okay. I love commitment. Okay. I'm committed to the job.
Yep.
Committed to my wife. Committed to my kids. Anyway, and for guys, it's more of a string of words to make, to make phrases that we hate.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily like one word. I don't like the word no. That would be my one word that I don't like. But as far as women go, there have been like studies on this. And can you guys think of the number one universally hated word by almost all women?
And it's not a nasty word we're talking about.
No,
okay.
No.
The C word came to mind.
No.
Exactly, yeah. What I thought.
But see, you know what? But that word, I would have thought so too. But like in the UK, they use that word so freely to describe men, women, anybody.
Moist. Would be my guess.
I was thinking
boom.
That too.
Number one hate, and I love that word.
You use that word all the time.
Yeah, how else do you describe cake?
Delicious.
Moist.
Fluffy.
Well, dry would be the opposite, but would you say it's wet cake?
You say not dry.
I love some wet cake. I don't know about y'all.
You'd say moist cake. This cake is moist.
Dank is another one.
Wait, what'd you say?
I love dank. Some good dank
what?
Cake.
You'd say damp.
No, dank is...
Dank describes
I don't know what that is.
I could think of some other contexts where cake could be used, but I don't know if it's radio appropriate.
I wish we were doing radio in the 90s where our next stunt guy could be called Dank.
Dank.
Dank. Let's send Dank out there.
Can you ladies think of the second most hated
panties?
That is number three.
Is it panties?
What?
Panties. I have no issue with panties.
Family Feud at this point.
I do have an issue with pus.
What?
Well, that's kind of a
like
gross.
I mean,
hey, will you save that just for saying she's got an issue with pus?
No.
Yes, I will as soon as I get back in.
We know you do, Chris, but we love you nonetheless.
Any guesses on this word is kind of gross. The second one.
Ointment.
Squirt.
We talked about that at Girls Night Out.
I bet.
All right. So moist. Squirt and panties.
Yeah, I don't know why panties is such a trigger for...
I have no issue with panties.
I have no issue either. Yeah. Oh, no.
I think if the word comes out of a woman's mouth, it's okay, but coming out of a dude's mouth, it sounds...
when you say...
I love those panties.
Now I get it.
Yeah. Everyone's turning off their radio right now.
That was nasty.
All right, fourth one?
All right. Pantaloons.
Curd.
curd?
Curd. We just ate cheese curd yesterday.
I didn't really know what I was eating, but everybody seemed to really enjoy curd.
Curds.
This is so interesting. Why is this woman specific? I just feel like
the whole conversation on our podcast was just the difference between, you know, words that men hate. Well, it's really not words, it's more phrases, but it just got me into a dive on, okay, like, what are these words? And I figured moist was one of them.
Yeah.
Anytime I mentioned it, I could just see people shivering.
Where'd you come up with curds, though?
That was off of the list.
Is there a correlation between the words that women hate versus the ones that men hate?
Like I said, there's
none for men.
Yeah, we don't like sentences, like certain sentences, like I'm tired or I'm not in the mood. Like those would be, you know, phrases that we.
I don't even think guys universal. Would really. That the word ointment is universally not good.
Yeah,
if you're putting ointment on,
it's not. Well, no, if you got a cut or a burn, you might need some ointment.
That's
what
doesn't
bother me. What else do you say? Give me some gel.
I say Neosporin for everything. I don't care what it is. It's Neosporin. All right, what's the last one?
Flap.
A flap?
Flap. I don't know.
So
how does that make y'all feel? Flap.
What I'm picking up is all the words women don't like in some connotation are sexual.
Mm.
Or could be used that way.
I mean, curd?
You use curds.
Well, I mean,
sexually.
And curds.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like turd.
Because, and I, I'm a fan of turds. So, what I'm picking up here as far as like the relation to words and women and maybe our bodies is because our plumbing is so complicated and different and all the things that can go awry and wrong down there, like as far as a moist issue or a curd issue,
Flap issue.
I feel like it's because we have this battle with our bodies, and whenever something is askew down there, that's where these words, you have that connection.
What about glisten?
I have no issue with glisten.
Now that I'm hearing this list, it sounds like a bad list of like ad lib verbs. Like if you were going to have like dirty talk ad libs, like words you would never want to hear in bed.
Yeah.
How about the word? And this would be me grabbing something really quickly. How about the word snatch?
Snatch. Well, it depends how you use it. If you snatch something out of someone's hands, I don't care. You use it a different way, I might have some thoughts.
As he was doing this list, I Googled all the slang words for vagina you need to know.
Okay.
The one I just mentioned was fourth. Number one.
Can you say it?
Yes, there's two separate words.
Okay.
Panty hamster.
What? I have never heard that.
Bring that panty hamster over here.
Mind blown. Number one. You're on some BS website. Yeah, it's like a website from the Ukraine or something.
Thought catalog.
No.
Crotch goblin.
Panty hamster and trouser snake.
Yeah, that's a UK. That is from the UK.
Here, Bird Show.